These are the laws you should place before them. So one has to ask, why were these halachas placed before anything else in the Torah? Right after the Aseres Hadibros, it says, the inyan of Atam Reisem, you saw, Kimen HaShemayim, I was megala myself to you, and you shouldn't make Avodah Zarah. The first of all of the halachas of the Mishpatim. Why this Hakdamah to the Mishpatim? So the Ramban tells us on this, and the Ramban says that the first two Diburim, the first two Dibris, the Aseres HaDibros, are Noichi v'lo Yielecha. The first one is that we have to know Hashem, Noichi Hashem Aleikecha, and the second one is Yisra Avodah Zarah. So at the end of Parshas Yisra, the Torah elaborates on the first two Dibris. It says, Koysam Rel B'nai Yisrael, Atem Re'isem, Kimin HaShemayim Dibarti Imochem. That's Kenegan Noichi Hashem Aleikecha. And then it says, Leisasu iti, you should not make with me forms of different planets. That's connected lo yielcha. So the Ramban, the Torah already elaborated on the first two dibris. So now it started ve'elah mishpatim to elaborate on leisachmit. Because if we don't know the mishpat of the bias of the sada and all other dinei mominus, a person could think it's his. And he's going to desire somebody else's thing. He'll take it for himself. So therefore, it says, Asher tosam l'fnei mishpatim yisharim, and they should establish it amongst themselves, and they won't be over on leisachvay, and they won't covet, desire something that's not theirs, mikaradim. So yes, we started with the first two dibros explaining them. So now in Eilam Mishpatim, the Torah elaborates. It's a broad topic, leisachvay. What is yours? What's not yours? The Torah elaborates on leisachmei. But the obvious question is, why did we skip from the first two dibros all the way to leisachmei? What's the inyan over here? So Simchas Yisrael Breida says a gevaldig pshat. Apira ben yainin avos. Moshe kibul Torah Mesinai, Mesor li Yeshua, Yeshua l'zakenim, zakenim l'neviim, neviim esru l'anshek neses hagdoyla, heim omru shloisha dvarim. The first one was heavy mesunim badin. The first thing they spoke about was din. Dr. Rabbeinu Yoina, why is the first thing that they spoke about din? Why was that the first thing that Anshei Knesset Agdoila spoke about? So he says, because this is an ikur godel in yediyas habayre, in knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really the first of the dibros, Anoichi Hashem. It's an ikur godel in yediyas habayre. Like Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Haskel v'yodaya isi. How? Ki ani Hashem ha'oseh chesed u'mishmor tzedaka ba'aretz, ki ve'eilo chafatzninu Hashem. Dr. Rabbeinu Yoina, why do we get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Mishpatim? Because the emphasis is, what's shach know Hashem? How's it shach for a human being to know Hashem? Hashem is infinite, and the human mind is limited. So how's it shach for us to know Hashem? The Teretz is by learning His Mishpatim, by learning what He wants us to do. From that we learn the hanhugs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through learning His Mishpatim, we get to know Hashem. Without knowing Dinei Mishpat, we don't really know Hashem. Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila said, the first yesod to know Hashem is heavy mesunim badin. You have to have good law and order. You have to have din, you have to have mishpat. Those are the ways of Hashem. The Medrash says, Moshe l'mohadover daima. We find that before the Aseres HaDibros, Yisrael said, V'shoftu Esam B'choleis, spoke about Mishpat. After the Aseres HaDibros, you have Parshas Mishpatim. Why? So the Medrash says, Marshal Amad over Daime, Marshal Mitunisa, a noble woman that was walking. She has her servants in front of her, and she has her servants in back of her, and they all are carrying their clay zayin. That's what this is all about. The Aseres HaDibros, that's the Torah, that's the word of Hashem. And there was Hashros HaShchina B'Shas Matan Torah. The Mishpatim before, the Shavtu HaSa'am, and the Mishpatim after, those are the servants before and after that guard the Matronisa. And they keep their Klei Zayin. He says, the Klei Zayin of keeping the Shechina with us is law and order. If you do Mishpatim, and not just Mishpatim, we're talking about Yiddish and Mishpatim, because in Sefer Mishpatim, you see a gewaldige sensitivity to the needs of people. To go with Nimishur Zadin, to do Chesed. You see Mordek Zachen over here. So by keeping Mishpat, that's what keeps the Shechina together with us. This also answers up. Rashi says over here, why is Parshas Mishpatim next to the Mizbeach, the end of last week's Parsha, to teach us that the Sanhedrin should be by the Beis HaMikdash. What's the connection? So numerous Trotim have been said. But Lefi this, it comes out very good, because the Sanhedrin that keeps Mishpat, that keeps the Shechina B'Seichenu. The Beis HaMikdash is all about the Shechina B'Seichenu. You need the Mishpat to keep the Shechina B'Seichenu. That's why the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah darshan about that first, and that explains over here why the Torah skipped to Leisachmei. Started with Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yilecha, but then it goes to Leisachmei, because Leisachmei involves all the Mishpatim, and we take the Mishpatim, that's how we come to realize Anochi Hashem, and Lo Yilecha, we stay away from everything else. That is the connection between the two. So I'm married to Kemaisa. About the Zahiris and Mom. Rav Aaron, Sof Yomov, last trip to Eretz Yisrael, Ram Kotler, he went for an Einikol Chasana, and looked fine, and he wore an old kapota. So one of the people that was Makuruv to him over the years from the Nehem Mishpach, I have a mystery, mind me. The Rav Aaron wore an old kapota, they wanted good. But I saw that he had a brand new kapota in his suitcase. He didn't wear it to the chasna. He didn't wear it for a shot. And he gave shiurim different places. He met with Gedolah. Nothing. He wore his old oisky ribbon kapota. If he didn't have, he didn't have. But he had a brand new kapota in his suitcase. So the car said, I'll tell you the maisa. Maisa shoya kachoy. The Rebbe told Rabban he needs a new kapota. So he said, you're right, what am I going to get? I have no money to buy a kapota. So she says, I'll go to the yeshiva office and I'll tell them you need money for a kapota. It's lefi chvayt of the yeshiva that the Rosh Yeshiva should wear a decent kapota. It's not such an extravagant thing. Rosh Yeshiva should have a kapota. So he says, very good. Aber, that's all very good if I'd be using it in the yeshiva. I'm traveling to Eretz Yisrael now, right? I'm going to say Shiurim and Eitz Chaim, so I should like with Yeshiva pay for me to say Shiurim and Eitz Chaim in a new kapot. So she said, very well, so I'll call Eitz Chaim, Yeshiva's Eitz Chaim, I'll say they should pay for the kapot. She says, very good, I'm going to come back here and wear the kapot, so why should they pay for a kapot which I'm using over here? Gets to the Rebbetzin, took things into her own hands. She went back to the yeshiva. She said, he needs a kapota. And they said, fine, we'll give the money. She hired a tailor to come to the house to take the measurements. I was thinking he had a custom-made kapota. She packed it into his suitcase. Over Rav Aaron's Geblim and Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron thought, on the one hand, maybe it's mutter. On the other hand, maybe I'm taking money. She'll like it in. He had a new kapota. He wouldn't put it on. Those is the pshat. When you hear a maisa like that, you know, that's what you want to emulate. That keeps the Shechina B'Seichenu. The guards that are in front of the Mitrunis and the others also have to be dressed nicely. They also have to give a good impression. Lekavid, the noble woman. It's the Mishpatim and those that keep the Mishpatim that give that impression. And that makes the Shechina want to stay B'Seichenu. V'rotza adoyna v'sozmei b'amartzeya v'avodei li'oilam. Rashi brings down the Chazal, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who had Doirish, as a mikra hazekim in Chaymer. He darshan like a very fragrant besan. Manishtana oizen mikol evarim shebeguf. Why is the ear different than all other evarim? Amar HaKadosh Baruch. Oizen zu sheshoma, koili al har Sinai, b'shor she'amarti ki libene Yisrael avodim. V'loy avodim la'avodim. He's getting himself a different adam who gets in the way between me and him. He had the opportunity of serving me directly. And he gets himself a different shibud that shares between me and him. He says, Yirotza, that ear has to be pierced. So, Ramesha Schwab, the Mashgiach of Gates, was a Chitzadik Lebracha, he sent over that he once heard from the Panevish Rav HaOrit. lechayra, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about an eved. He sold himself as an eved, and the truth is, he asked that it's also including a ganav. Because later on, the ritzia is also meant for the guy. We do it by the door. They were edim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim, the door in the mezuzah, and you got yourself into trouble, and you got yourself sold as an eved. So it's not only going on a meicher atzmai, it's including the God of you also were over in a way on avodahem v'loy avodim la'avod. So what is the Rabbi asked, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about an eved that's a God of. He's a lowly fellow. He's not for the big oivdei Hashem. He's not for the big yeshiva light, the people that are learning their Torah. He's a ganav that became an eved. On him there's a tefiah that he lets somebody get in the way between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe somebody is a big oivdei Hashem and he did something that shares his avayda. No, Kemen does the harem. But you're talking about a ganav over here, a lowly fellow. How could you do this? You let somebody else get in the way between you and Hashem. What kind of a tefiah is that? Zot the panavish Rav Shmamino from over here, that even the lowest person has in himself the kayach of being makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the highest madrega. Mikimi may offer a do. May ashvois yorim evyayim lo hishivi im nedivim im nedivei amay. Shmamino, that the evyon who's in the ashvois has in himself the potential to be from the Nadivim. We don't see it. There's always that pintle here, there's always that spark within, that if it's affected in the right way, it could mamish explode to be mamish from the greatest of the great. So yeah, there's a time on him. Even a fellow that right now is a ganiv, but you had the potential to become a tremendous Ovid Hashem, and now you let something get in the way. So even on such a person, there's a time. Chabetz Chaim used to say over the Maisa Shahoya, the Cantonists in Nebuch that were sent away as kids and they came back to their families 30 years later. They were shunned. A lot of the families didn't want to have anything to do with them. They were Amaratz and they knew nothing. Mamish knew nothing. And people unfortunately looked down on them. They called them Yavonim, Ayavon, that's what they used to call them, the derogatory way. So there was one such Cantonist. He came back to his community. He used to come to the Beis Medrash. He didn't know how to daven. He used to sit there and watch everybody else daven. Between Mincha and Meirav, there was a Shir Mishnayos. He used to sit and listen whatever he could pick up. So one evening, they started Masechtas Yavamos. Magid Shir is talking about the Yavam, and the Yavam is a mitzvah, the Yavam, and the Yavam, the Yavam. All of a sudden, he explodes. Shame on you! Shame on you! I was taken away from my parents at a young age. I was taken away and I had to be with the guy and I had to suffer. And now you could be mavazami barab and say, Yavon, 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 and keep on rubbing it in. So he told him, no, he wasn't saying Yavon, he was saying Yavon. It's something, look, take a look at it. He didn't know the difference. You know, he was insulted. He was all belated. He felt terrible. There was a year over this and he felt terrible for the fellow. So afterwards he went over to him and he says, how about if, would you like, you'd be interested, I teach you how to read Aleph Beis and teach you how to daven. So he said, yeah. He started with Aleph Beis. Come, it's Aleph. Oh. And then he taught him how to daven. From that they went to Chumash. From that they went to Mishnayos and Itaka showed him it's two different things. From that they went to the Gemara. The Chofetz Chaim says, and I remember when people brought him their Shverish Eilis. This fellow became a big poser, Kedivi Masi, a fellow that was an Amoriz God. Amoriz Godly, you know the difference between a Yavam and a Yavan. Ober, there is that Koyach, Mikimi Me Yofar Dol, Me Ashbos Yarem Evian. And the Mela over here, even on a Ganet, there's a time that you let somebody else get in the way between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dozog the Panavizhirov. The pasuk goes on to say, "Kol almona v'yosayim loisa anan." You should not inflict pain on an almona and a yosayim. Im onay sana oisoi ki im tzoyt yitzak elai. The shamati ki chanan oni. I will listen because I am a balrachim. The Lushav Rebbe said, "Ketzavu the kodesh levrachim." said over a maisa. The one time, his Zayde, Rav David of Dinev, Zayde Tzadli Kodesh Lebracha, he paid a visit, he spent the Shabbos with the Divrei Chaim, the sons. When he saw his Shabbos, he had to leave for a different town, and the Divrei Chaim was malava him to go to that different town. The innkeeper of the town, a Yiddi, heard that the two big tzaddikim were coming, so he went out, and he welcomed them to come into his inn. All of a sudden, the almana comes and starts screaming, how can you go to this person's house? He took money from me, and he owes me money, and he doesn't want to pay me. How can you go into his house? So they made up, okay, let's have it in Torah, let's see the best novia to see if her time is a remiss or not. And they sat down, and they had their tainis, and Dal's things, and the best in possible. She has no tainis on him whatsoever. She has no tainis, he doesn't owe her any money. Oh, so the Divrei Chaim, ready to go in. Rav David of Dinev said, he didn't want to go in. He says, until we amifias her completely, that she's willing to accept the psak of Bezdin, I'm not going to go in. So he sat down with her again, and the Balach Sanya sat down with her again, and Lefnim Mishur Zadin, he gave her something to be amifias her, and that's it. And after that, Rav David of Dinev went in. So the Divrei Chaim asked him, he says, what did you see not to go in? Well, I said that we possibly had a best and we passed him that he's right and she doesn't have a time on him whatsoever. What did you see? Why did you want to go in? So he brought down this pasuk. Almona v'yosem leisana. Im on leisana oisoi. Ki im tzoi ki tzake elai v'shamati ki chananoni. What's this double lashon? Im on leisana oisoi. Ki im tzoi ki tzake elai. What's the double lashon? So he said that every almona down here, if you inflict pain on her, there's another baldover, her husband up there, he feels the pain. Any yosem down here, if you inflict pain on him, there's another baldover up there, that's the yosem's father, he feels the pain. Im onai, sa'anai, sir. If you're going to inflict pain on the almona down here, sa'anai, sir. There's a baldover up there that's going to bring his tainus. Takodesh baruch. Same thing with the yosem, right? Kim Shamoya Eshma, I'm gonna have to Kim Tsoik Yitzhak. They're gonna scream, he's gonna scream up there. Shamoya Eshma, I'm gonna listen down here and I'm gonna have to listen up there. So even if you pass an Alpidine Torah down here, that she has no time there, but you still have to appease the Baldover up there. And Kozman, she has Tarumis, the husband's gonna come with Tainas up there. So I didn't want to go in. Oh, that's a Gabaldik of Shat in the Pasik. I'll tell you an interesting Maisa, the Peladik of Maisa. Beis HaLevi, Yosher Beis HaLevechik, he was a little boy, he was already a tremendous Baal Chesed, he did chasodim with his friends. She's once sitting in cheder with the Rebbe. The Rabbeim there didn't, wasn't the cheder, they used to get paid by the parents. So the richer parents were able to pay, and the poorer parents, some of them couldn't pay at all. So it turned out that the Rabbeim were favoring the richer kids. So one time, the Rebbe learned with the kids, and he went out for a coffee break, and he let them chazer on their own. So there was a yosem sitting over there, and one of the rich kids started up at the yosem. And the yosem wasn't going to take it sitting down, and he, you know, he defended himself. This guy started crying, you know, like a spoiled brat. The Rebbe comes in right away. What happened? He says, he hit me. Without asking any questions, pow, gives him a patch across the face, starts bleeding. He says, go out and clean yourself up. So Yosha Beryl couldn't find them this. You know, he's at a young age already. He must have been about 10, 11 years old. Couldn't find them this. Put his farm together. Picks himself up. Walks into the Rebbe's room. And he says, I know why you gave him a patch. You know, I didn't even bother asking who was right and who's wrong. His father's rich and he pays full tuition. And he's never chiyosim. You know, and the male, he can't pay. Well, I'm going to tell you something. And everybody starts thirsting. And he said, I'm not learning by a Rebbe that does it. He stormed out. He came home. His parents tried to get him to come back, but they didn't. Not. His father had to learn with him. And he learned a lot more that way. A short while later, he became very sick. The Beis HaLevi. Yashadar. And he fell into he had a fever, he fell into a coma. And in the middle of the Kohen, they already told the grandfather from the mother's side was a Kohen. They told him to leave because it's mamish holding otat. In the middle, he wakes up. He says, "Mama, mama, I'm thirsty." They bring him water, made a shahakal, he drank, and then all of a sudden you could already start seeing that his complexion is changing, and the mice, he made it through. Afterwards, they asked him, "What happened? You were in such a deep coma. How did you know you were thirsty?" She said, "I felt my neshama went up to Shemayim. And over there, they were being done, l'chaim v'lamavis. And the Malach HaMavis was already holding by taking the neshama. Sender, the carpenter, that's this little boy's father, pushed him away. He said, "Ge'evek menuvel." He says, "I'm not letting anybody taking his neshama away. He's the only one that stuck up for my child. No one's going to take his neshama away. He sticks up for the downtrodden." So, you have a maisa. This is in Brisker lore. You have a maisa here where the father up there knows what's tutsuk down here. Kim onay, if you're going to pay him, Sa'ana Yisoy, you're going to pain him as well. That's by Almonas and by Yisoy. Oh, but that's the way he learned Pshat in the Pasuk. In Kesef Talve Es Hami, if you lend money to my people, Es Ha'ani Imach, the Ani with you, Lysiya Lykinoisha, you're not allowed to be like a creditor. You're not allowed to make yourself like someone that's being Teveya. Lysisimon Olav Neshech, you're not allowed to put neshech on and ribbis. So that way you do it, that the isra of ribbis is very, very chomer. Somebody that takes ribbis, it says about him, v'chai lo yichya, about which Chazal say, mishachai b'ribbis bo'ilam hazeh, lo yichya lo'ilam haba. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks, it's not there, but what's the chomer isra so much? And then he says, man, I say, fellow's lending money. The borrower sometimes can invest the money and make himself a big profit. What is so terrible if the Malbus says, okay, let me have a little bit of a chelik of the profit. He's doing a chesed, ma'udik a chesed. At the same time, why can't he gain from this? Says Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, that aside from the fact that there's neshech involved over here, that you're taking a bite out of the needy person, but even if the needy person wants you to do it, he's going to make a tremendous profit. There's the Indian of ribbis, you're gaining on the deal. You're gaining on a chesed. Chesed is one of the three amudim of the world. In order for a big building to stand on the foundation cannot have any cracks in it. If the foundation isn't somehow weak, the building, chas v'shalom, who knows what could happen to it. So he said, if chesed is one of the foundations of the world that the world stands on, and you took a chesed and you compromised it with your own personal gain, that is being mechalal the kedusha of a chesed. And that's what the avla is. Could be li'olam, and demis is, to take from an oni, zikr and avla. But even if you're charging a rich man ribbis, and the rich man wants it because he's making a mint by investing this money, and you're not going to even charge him so much. Besides the avil of taking from someone, you're compromising the chesed. You're being mevaza the chesed. You took a dover shebikdusha. You took something that the world stands on. That's one of the ikar midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oilam chesed yibaneh. And what do you do with it? You use it for your eigener purposes. That's the avil of you being mechal the kedusha of chesed. That's one of the amudim of the oilam. You should be holy men to me. So the Bali HaTosfos saying an interesting thing. We know the Rashi that says that the reason why the Kelev, why we're supposed to give him the tray for meat, because of Lo Yecharet Kelev L'Shoyme Al Tzchar, that he didn't bark on that night in Mitzrayim. But the Bali HaTosfos say a different reason. Heyos, the Kelev, usually they used to use a dog to guard the sheep. And in case animals would come, the dog would bark at them and chase them away. And the Kelev sometimes is mice and nefesh, he puts his life on the line. If a wolf comes to attack the sheep, the Kelev is going to guard against them. So until now, before this animal became a trefa, who protected it? It was the dog that protected it. So because the dog was mice and nefesh, and also he's going to continue guarding the sheep afterwards, Al Tzitzchak, you have to show your hakaras ha'tayv. You shouldn't be a kafui tayv, and the male of the dog deserves to get the tray for me. So here's a way of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said before that the Mishpatim teach us, it gives us an insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a kapeach schar kolberi and say, hey, it's an animal, it's my animal, he has to work for me. No. Even if it's an animal, you have to be marked toiv. And from that we learn, kal v'chaymer ben benoishel kal v'chaymer, how you have to be marked toiv to human beings. There's a famous picture of a Velia Lapion bending down to feed a cat. But there's a story behind the picture. The Talmud of his, I was going around once years and years ago, he was in Cleveland, he was collecting, I don't know what he was collecting for himself, whatever. So he told me the mice, he was there, b'shas mice. What's the story behind the picture? Rebbetzin Mishkovsky, she once went to the kitchen in Kfar Chassidim, the Rosh Yeshiva's Rebbetzin. She was bringing food in with the help of a couple of bachrim. Lo and behold, she sees in the kitchen a few mice. Ooh, mamish, can't be mice in the yeshiva's kitchen. What do we do? What do we do? If only we had a cat. Where do we get a cat? So the bachrim says, no problem, we'll get you a cat. They went and they got a cat and they put it here. And sure enough, the cat kept watch, and they didn't really see any problem, you know, for a while. One day, Rav Elia Lapion walks into the kitchen, and he sees a cat. What's the cat doing here? So he asks a couple of the bachrim, what's the cat's done? So he does the yeshiva shakats. What does it mean, the yeshiva shakats? So he told them, there were mice, and the cat is here, and the cat stands guard, and it takes care of the problem. So he says, is anybody responsible for feeding the cat? So they said, well, that's why it's here, to eat the mice. So he says, Herzogzu, he says, the cat is doing you a favor. It's keeping guard against mice. Where's the HaKoros HaTayiv? And nobody bothers being responsible to feed it. I'll show you how to do it. He went, he took a saucer, he poured milk into a saucer, and he bent down, and that's when somebody snapped the picture. But that's mamish, this lima that we have over here, that HaKoros HaTayiv, even to a Baal Chai. I saw a gewaldige Wort. Finish off with a gewaldige Wort. The Chanukas HaBayis of Chachmei Lublin was a massive gathering, thousands of people. This new, beautiful palace of a building that had everything in it. And it was done by Rav Pe'er, Rav Hoder, it was Mamsha Kiddushem Shemayim Mishayach. Before Meir Shapiro made this tremendous celebration, he went to ask his Rebbe for an Eitzah. The Chotk of a Rebbe said, Chesadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha. Should he do it or not? And the Chotk of a Rebbe said, no. He said, Luchas Rishayinus, it says in this week's parish of the Luchas Rishayinus, they were given, but because they were given before Hesya, Koilis and Brokim, and the end result was that they ended up being broken. There was Ayin Hara Shoilet in it, Luchas Shnias that were given Bitzina, and they had a Kiyam. Something that's done out in the open, there's the Chashash of Ayin Hara. So Meir Shapiro said, can I ask the Rebbe a Shaila? The Rebbe says, yeah. He says, Oy Vasoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that if he gives the luchas rishaynus b'farhesia, he knew the inyan of ayin hara and he knew what's going to happen. So why did Yilchatkel give it, you know, this whole big pirsum for you that's going to happen? The teretz is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew that if he doesn't give it b'farhesia, then there'll be a kiyum for the luchas. But there's going to be one major thing missing: the kolus, the brachim, the Rizka Dairaisa, the Nisim, the Pacha that comes down into the world, the fire, the Eish Lahava, they're not going to see the Chashivas of Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shalom thought it's Kedai to give it the Farhesia, and that everybody should see the Koilus and the Brokim and the Besamim coming in with all the Dibris, with all the things, with the whole production. So that afterwards, even though these Luchas will be broken, but that cheshik for Torah and that gewaldige mesiris nefesh for Torah is going to be there. Rabbi Shapiro said, it could be that maybe Chachmei Lublin will suffer from Ayin Hara. Of Lamaise, when people see the kavod HaTorah that's given and the ganze production, they'll have the sheifa to start other yeshiva, and that'll be Amshuk of Taira. It's a gewaltige Wort. What was the end time? Ramesh Shapiro was nifter pretty shortly afterwards, and they thought that the yeshiva is finished. The Seif Dover was, it wasn't finished. Lamaisa, World War II broke out, and that's what really made the yeshiva close down. But they restarted the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Chachmei Lublin, that's where Shmuel Wozner was, put out thousands of Talmidim. Lamaisa, they had the Hamshach of the yeshiva there. But the production, the ganze Rischa Dei Reise, that was a sign of Hashivas of Torah. I got the Shabbos. Thank you.